This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Preach the word in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, when you feel like it and when you don't. Preach the word. That's what's necessary, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'm going to tell you, not many people preach the word of God. Not many people preach the power of the Holy Spirit.
Father, do you only preach the word of God on the radio or in the church?
Oh, no. I preach the word of God in the Stop and Shop. I preach the word of God at Walmart. I preach the word of God wherever I go. But I don't, it's not a sermon or anything, but I might say something like this. Oh, you know, God really loves you. Might freak the person out. Might get a response. Might just say thank you. But sometimes you just have to tell people, God really loves you. Jesus gave his life for you. I remember being in one of the grocery stores, and there was a woman there, and maybe two women. And I said to them, do you know that you are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ? They said, us? Oh, I said, yes, you. He went to the cross for you. And he's got a purpose for both your lives. You know, who's going to tell them about Jesus? Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. What about you, though? I don't go to the places where you go. I don't go to your store or to your Stop and Shop or whatever. You're the one that needs to go and tell them, in season and out of season.
There's only one Father Tom.
You're loved. People's lives get changed. I remember being at the fruit market in Revere, and at the cash register, there was a woman, and I said to the woman, do you know that you are loved, that the Lord Jesus loves you? Sometimes you get a response, not me. Oh, yes. And if you were the only one, he would have gone to the cross for you. People need to hear that. People don't know they're loved by God. People are afraid that God is the God of wrath. Jesus took the wrath on the cross. All the wrath that was of the Father was taken by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has no wrath. He has mercy, forgiveness, joy, the presence of God. No more wrath unless you go to hell. And don't go to hell. Just give your life to Jesus. He will save you from hell. Not me, but Jesus. Not even the church, but Jesus Christ in the church saves from hell. And you know what? Anyone that knows the Lord, as Scripture says, anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation.
Hallelujah.
The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. But you know what? The old, we lived in it, and we were destined for hell. As we had the old, we were going downstream. And thanks be to God, Tom Bright told me about Jesus. Tom Bright brought me to a Bible study, and I gave my life to Jesus. Thank God. I began to go with him to on retreats, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the Sunday of retreat. I didn't even know what the baptism of the Spirit was, but yet I got it. He got me. The way it was. And you know how it happened? There were wildflowers in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I've told you the story. And the Lord said, Tom, do you see these flowers? How much glory they give me? And I was seeing more than flowers. I was seeing what they did. There was a glorious light that came from them. Do you see these flowers? How much glory they give me? How much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. I said, much, Lord. You can have my life. Anthony came in to the Holy Rosary, and Jesus took his life too. Tell us about it.
He got me. I came in as a Catholic boy in Catholic school, but I never met Jesus. What I saw was people fully alive in the power of the Holy Spirit, joyful, happy, worshiping Jesus. And you know what I said? Whatever they got, I want.
Amen.
It's the only way to evangelize. You got to provoke people to jealousy.
Amen.
There got to be something in you that's a little different.
Amen.
Something in you that you carry, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
That other people want. You know, we preach the word in season and out of season. When I first came to the Lord, well, you know, the Holy Spirit overshadowed me, was bubbling up. I couldn't help but to tell everyone about Jesus. I may not have known the Bible. I may not have known the teachings of the church, but I knew Jesus was alive and he was alive in me.
Amen.
I knew what he did for me and it was undeniable. See, you can't fake the Spirit. When people, I didn't try to give people lessons on Jesus Christ. I came with the fire of God and said, God wants to meet you right now.
Amen.
Jesus Christ has sent me here so that you would give his life to him and enter eternal life. That Jesus wants to bless you, fill you, heal you, give you all of God's grace right now. No hesitation.
That's
give
right.
me your hand. You know, we want to have a command about us. We want to have an authority about us. We want to have a love about us. When I speak the good news of Jesus Christ, I just speak the truth in love, and then I let the Holy Spirit work. I let the Holy Spirit do his thing. Because life in Christ is like a river, and we're flowing in the river. Now, yes, I preach on the radio. I preach in Salem. I have moments of preaching. But every moment, I'm flowing with the Holy Spirit. Every moment, I am telling people about the love of Jesus, because that's what you are called to do. In our work, you know, in our, we were going to do a repeat today, but the Lord told me last night that this show is for you, that we want to go live because me and Father want to release a testimony. Because with that testimony comes an impartation, that whatever we are preaching about, you can receive if you open your spirit to get it. You know, at work on yesterday, you know, we go to work because that is where God sends us, but that is just where our place that we can evangelize everyone around us. And if you're open, God will send someone to you. We got a new bartender in, and I immediately started telling him about the love of Jesus. You know, I could tell he may have been drinking a little on the job. He may have been going through stuff. It didn't work out for him at the job. But the Lord didn't send him there to work there permanently. The Lord sent him there so he could receive eternal life.
Amen.
So he could receive a far greater gift, because jobs come and go. But heaven is forever. Jesus is forever. And I begin to tell him about the love of Jesus and the power of God, and that Jesus sent him to me. Jesus sent him here so that he could receive eternal life. Now, he had some questions, but what he saw was me praying over the people at the restaurant. And he said he was being touched. I was at the bar, and Claire, her brother and sister, were visiting from Virginia. And they said, Anthony, we know you. And he saw me praying for them and laying hands upon them. And he engaged in the prayer, and he said, I can feel the Holy Spirit. I can feel God's power.
Amen.
He was telling me before that, you know, he believes in Jesus, but he believes if you know, you don't do bad things or hurt kids or, you know, steal from stores, that, you know, we can make it to heaven. I said, wrong, my friend. It's like we go in to see the judge. We tell the judge we robbed the bank. But you know, judge, I'm guilty of robbing the bank. But I did good things. I gave some of the money that I robbed the bank from to charity. I helped my parents. I was nice to little kids. What is the judge going to say?
Guilty.
He's going to say, you're guilty. And where are you going?
Hell.
you're going to hell. But you know what Jesus did? He came into the courtroom and he said, this is my child. I will take the punishment for him. Amen. I will pay the price.
Amen.
I will pay the price.
Amen.
And so Jesus, the only way to heaven is by receiving Jesus, because on the cross he took the punishment and he rose from the dead, so we don't need to go to hell.
Amen.
And then he told me well, you know, I think this, I think that. Well, it's my opinion about this. I said, well, what if you're in the courtroom and you start telling the judge all the things that you think is right and you think is wrong and all the ways that he needs to think? Doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think. It matters what God says. And God gave us the church, the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church gave us the Word of God so that we know. Because everyone has an opinion, but it matters what God said. But anyways, before he left, I took him outside and I said, listen, man, I prophesy over him. I said, God sent you here because Jesus loves you. He knows you. He said, I feel alone. My parents just both died. I have no one. My girlfriend broke up with me. And I said, it's okay. You know, no one comes to God when they have everything put together. The Lord lets us go through things and be lost so we can be found. Right now is the moment of salvation. Right now is the moment we're going to give our life to Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he asked Jesus into his heart. He gave his life to the living God. The power of God came on him. And he was weeping and weeping and weeping. And I said, it's not about drinking. You know, when we don't fill with Christ, we're going to fill ourselves with something else, whether it's money, family, alcohol, drugs, like even good things. But Jesus wants to give you eternal life. And he gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I found out he's not coming back. But guess what? God got him that day. The other bartender, my other friend, he was from Mexico and he grew up Catholic, and he asked me, he goes, are you a priest? I see you praying for all the customers. I say, I'm just a normal guy who loves Jesus with all of his heart. And Jesus has given us all power to pray for anyone we come across. And so behind the bar, I said, you can give Jesus your life right now, because we don't go to heaven because we go to Mass, because we receive the Eucharist, because we go to confession. Those are all the great graces from heaven that dispose us to be fully alive in Jesus Christ. But we go to heaven because we give our life to Jesus. We can do that right now. He gave his life to Jesus Christ. I came back in the restaurant. There was a customer. They were sitting next to each other. There was a young boy, 4 or 5 years old. He was in the restaurant eating. And he was from Oklahoma. And he flew to Boston because on Wednesday, pray for him, he is getting heart surgery at, I think, maybe one of the hospitals in Boston. But you know what God did for him? At the table next to him, there was a renowned heart surgeon who happened to be there at the same time from Harvard. And he found out the little boy was there for heart surgery, and he was explaining to him how it was going to go, to the parents, speaking about them, everything that was going to happen. And he was telling the little boy, God set this up for them. And there was the heart surgeon and his best friend, who has 4 young children. And he was overwhelmed by the Spirit of God. And he took me outside and he said, you know, I want to pay for their bill. And he told me what was going on. And he paid for his bill and he paid for their bill. And he left me a wonderful tip. But then I prayed for that man. He already knew Jesus, but we prayed that the Holy Spirit would overflow him. And then I said, thank you for telling me. And I went into the restaurant and I prayed for the young boy. I said, you know, I know Jesus and he wants to do something. And we prayed for the surgery. We prayed for the heart surgeon. And the Holy Spirit came over him and his parents and they were touched. And at the restaurant, the Holy Spirit, we pray praise and worship. I take the tablet and I put on praise and worship and then I hide it so no one can change it. But Carla loves it at Antico Forno. It's a place of God. You see, we're flowing in the river of God, going from glory to glory with him. You just need to be open to speak the love of Jesus to everyone you come across. Sometimes when I pray for someone, I realize it's not even for that person. It's for everyone else watching, that they see the love of the Spirit and they get hit. And then later that night at Antico Forno, Father Tom came in and he started lighting up the staff, telling Father, were you praying for everyone in the restaurant?
We were praying. There was a couple next to us who had a little girl, and he was listening to everything we said. And you know what? God was doing something. We're not ashamed of Jesus. The scripture says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I carry the gospel in my heart wherever I go, by the grace of God. By the grace of God. I've prayed for people in a bathroom. When I went into the bathroom, there was a person, so I was a priest, and I prayed for him for whatever he needed. I tell you, that's the way it is. In the fruit store, when I used to go to the New Deal, that's the name of the fruit store in Revere, I've prayed with people there. As a matter of fact, when someone needed a prayer that I didn't know of, the one who was behind the cash register said, Father Tom, you got to pray for this person. So we bring the church into the fruit store.
And are we open to the Spirit? Father, do you remember what happened at the end of the night in the restaurant? There was 300 people in the restaurant, 200 people waiting outside. Father had his caller in, and Mark, he happened to come in, and he had a huge monstrance in a relic of Saint Therese. And in front of everyone, we got Father the relic. And what did you do to everyone in the restaurant?
I blessed the people with the relic of Saint Therese. You see, not ashamed of the gospel.
300 people came for dinner, but they saw Father Tom blessing them. And then with a very big, it's like, think of a big gold relic with a part of Saint Therese's whatever in it.
Body.
Because, yes, holy people, their bones carry holiness even after their death. And what did you do?
But that's scriptural. We remember how people went to the grave of Elisha and they threw somebody dead into the grave.
What happened?
He wasn't dead anymore. He jumped up, got out of the grave. The body of Elisha was filled with power, even in his death. Oh, we as Catholics believe that. We believe that if a person is a holy man or woman or child, their prayers are efficacious for us. Oh, no, I do not worship people. I ask them as the communion of saints to pray for us. I believe in the communion of saints and the life of world to come. And the communion of saints are not only on the earth who believe in the Lord Jesus, but in heaven who see the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the communion of saints. I remember when I was in grade 6 teaching my little friend Susan Freehan, 11 years old, she began to tell me, Mr. DiLorenzo, I need to tell you about the communion of saints. And she gave an explanation of the communion of saints that I have never heard from a theologian. It was from her heart, this little 11-year-old girl. She told me, it was a mystery. It was glorious. She knew the power of the communion of saints. Who taught her that? The Holy Spirit. Not a man, not a woman, but God himself. Do you know that Jesus wants to send his Holy Spirit into you?
When?
And now, and teach you about all things. Because he said, when the Spirit of God comes, he will teach you about all things. That's you. That's me. I haven't learned it all. One step at a time, one thing at a time. The Holy Spirit is the great teacher, and he's the one that walked into the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ and raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
last night I was having a dream. When we dream, our soul goes places, and we're ministering to people. But I was trying to preach to people about the fullness of the Catholic faith. And you know what the devil was doing in my dream? He was trying to shut down my voice. When I was telling him about the power of the Eucharist, the grace of confession, the fullness of the Catholic faith, in my dream, the devil was trying to not let me talk. Not let me talk. But the Bible also says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. We want to just be flowing in the river of God. Last night, I was driving home from my parents' house. And 99 out of 100 times, I go Route 1, one way. It's the quickest way. But, you know, it was just in my heart that I was going to go through Lynn today. And I actually turned around and I went through Lynn. And I was driving. And I had in my heart, then in my heart, in my desires, because God works through our desires. I want to get a probiotic drink. And I happened to drive by a convenience store, and it was lit up. And all I could see was a drink, thousands of drinks. I had never been in this drink store in my life. But I went in. And I was like, oh, this is, and I went and I got the drink I wanted. And it was about midnight. It was no one in me but me and Babu, an Indian man. And the moment I prayed, the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I realized God set me up. God sent me in here so I could tell Babu about the love of Jesus in the gospel of Christ. And that Jesus not only died, but he rose from him. And he has a new life for him. And there's only one, and heaven is real. If we mess up, we don't come back as a caterpillar. That reincarnation isn't real, that we get to be with the Father for all of eternity. And I gave him the gospel, and I told him about the love of Jesus, and I told him I was going to pray for him. And he was so happy, and he was so filled with the love of God. But the thing is you don't need to get ready if you stay ready. People say, Anthony, did you put on the armor of God today? I said, I did the day I came to Christ, and I've never taken it off.
Amen.
You see, we want to just flow with the Spirit. We want to fuse our will with the divine will. We want there to be no separation between us and God.
Right.
When we're immature, God's like a father giving instructions to his child. But when we come to a place of maturity, Jesus' divine life is flowing in us and our desires are fused. Why did I desire to go that way? Why did I desire to stop at this restaurant? Why did I desire to get this drink? Because it was the life of God flowing through me and putting these desires in my heart. And when there's no separation between you and Christ, then you're constantly working at him. A week and a half ago, I had left my car at my house because I'm getting a new one. I'm driving my grandfather's. And I had work at 3 o'clock. I was sitting with the Blessed Sacrament at 2:30. And I was realized, I go, oh, no, I don't have a car. So I got an Uber for the one time in a million. And the man who picked me up was from China. And he was Buddhist. And I told him, my friend, you know, this is by no coincidence, Jesus Christ. It was hard for him to understand. I said, Buddha was a man. Jesus Christ is God. And I gave him the gospel, but I told him that Jesus sent me here for you. Jesus sent me here for you so that you could give your life to Jesus. He said, today I'm not ready to give my life to Jesus. And I said, that's okay. But I told him about Jesus. And you know what I did? I gave him a huge tip, but I took that out of the money I need to tithe to God. And I said, this tip is from Jesus Christ. Because, you know, there needs to be something a little different about us. In this earth, money is a weapon and it's a tool that we bring people into the love of God. Because everyone else holds on to money so tight. But they said, wow, this is a man of God. And he just gave me so much love. He gave me provision. He gave me the gospel of Jesus Christ. The whole point is, wherever God has you, he has you there to preach the love of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter if it's work, Uber, Stop and Shop, but are we ready and are we willing to do it?
Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. If they don't want to do it, I'll do it in your name. Same with radio.
Someone got to do
God
it.
Called many people to be on radio, and you want to know what? They said no, or I'll get proud, or I'll do this. Oh, I haven't got the money. God called many people. So what? I said, I'll do it in the name of Jesus. We'll see what happens. I had money enough for 3 months to be on WEZE. And for 3 months, I said, I'll preach Christ crucified and raised from the dead. And that's what I did. But now we've been on 41 years, and we have all the money we need to pay for our bills. You want to know why? Because the Word of God does what it says. It does what it says. He gives us exactly what we need to pay our bills by the grace of the living God. You know I'm on this broadcast, and I'm not harping. You gotta send money to me. If you don't, I'll die. Oh, no. God knows how to do things. I don't have to convince people. I just proclaim with Anthony the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the money comes in. I don't take a cent. Why? I don't need it by the grace of God. I just want to get on radio stations to proclaim Jesus crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. May his name be praised in you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.